Hello, welcome once again to Leto's Law. I'm Steve Leto. Today is Leto's Law Mailbag. I mentioned a couple episodes back that I do get letters, and I'm talking about actual snail mail letters. And I like that. It's old school. There's something cool about a letter you can put in your hands and read. And so, you know, I appreciate that. At the end of every video I put up is an address, P.O. box, where you can mail stuff to me, okay? And I encourage you to do that. So feel free to mail me anything you like. Double XL on the shirts, but other than that, use your imagination. Now, I'd like to mention a couple of these letters I got today because they're very nice, and they're also, it's a very good cross section of the kind of stuff that people correspond with me about. I get emails on a lot of legal issues, and I also do get comments in the videos about the videos themselves, but once in a while, people think I'll find something interesting, they'll send me a note and say, hey, Steve, have you seen this? Have you seen that? And I had a great correspondence and conversation with a guy whose name is Mike, and I don't think Michael mind me telling you his first name. And he mentioned to me that he has a military past and he spent some time in some big trucks, something I like, of course. And he had told me that he's in a junkyard looking at wrecked vehicles, which is more fun than most people think. And he came across a sticker on a car that was a Lemon Law buyback that had been stickered by the manufacturer. And I told him, I said, well, you know, it's interesting because I know that the car companies have dealt with this in different ways. Some states do require title branding, but only like a dozen. So the other 38 states don't. So it's possible that you can get a vehicle, Lemon Law buyback, with an unbranded title. And unless you do a Carfax or find out some other way, you might not know. And as Mike pointed out to me, he said, well, you know, Ford Motor Company, apparently, at least for some periods of time, put a sticker on the cars that got bought back. And there's a sticker, and he sent me one. The title to this motor vehicle has been permanently inscribed with the notation Lemon Law buyback. This vehicle has been repaired and carries a limited 12-month unlimited mileage reacquired vehicle warranty. So the interesting thing about this is it does say the title has been permanently inscribed. So that means, if this is correct, that this was simply a car bought back in one of those 12 states. And I wonder if they did that with all their cars or just the ones that got bought back in those 12 states to make sure that somebody didn't try to shuffle a car off in somebody and then they get surprised when they got the branded title. And then I'm going to give some quick examples here, and I'm not going to read the names of the people who wrote me, but I got one here. It just says, Dear Steve, this country is probably one of the greatest in the world, and a great deal of that is because of our legal system. I feel that your broadcasts are very beneficial to the community. It may appear otherwise, but I do not hold contempt for lawyers. I do, however, do hold them to account. And he explained some of his positions on a couple of things to talk about recently, including lie detectors. And, you know, I note, and I've commented before, I note that some people will put a comment below a video very, very quickly after they've seen it. And I've actually seen people put up videos or comments to videos before the video could be even over. Meaning I put up a 15-minute video, and 3 minutes after it goes up, people are commenting, you're wrong, blah, 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 blah. And so when someone sits down and takes the time to write a two-sided letter in handwriting, I know that they've actually thought about what they're saying. So I respect that too. And then I got one here dated a couple days ago. Dear Mr. Leto, please call me Steve. Dear Mr. Leto, I've been watching your videos on YouTube for several months. You do a great service by informing and educating the public. I've spent many hours watching your videos, and for several weeks I've been thinking of contacting you, but what I saw tonight made it necessary to write. You had talked in the past about civil forfeiture, and it made me angry. Dude, it made a lot of people angry, but that's a good kind of anger. I spent time looking at the subject by various speakers, and just a short while ago I saw your talk about what your state is doing now to end it. Good news. Please excuse my handwriting. Dude, there's no need to apologize. I can read it, and you should see mine. And then he says, thanks for making it possible to contact you by mail, and he signs it. So again, thank you very much. I appreciate everything I get sent to me. Cards like those. Here's another letter from somebody in, I just saw it, Maryland. Dear Steve, I really enjoy your programs. I'm not an attorney, but I did once represent myself in district court. So the funny thing about that, of course, is there's something fun. I've told the story before about how I went into small claims court before I was an attorney, and sued a transmission shop successfully. And that is one of the things that really inspired me to give it a go, okay? So, and then he explains that he has a relative who's a Mason, and he talks a little bit about the Masons. And again, those are the things that, I've mentioned before in passing, and a lot of people understand that sometimes I'm lighthearted on this show, and I don't always, I mean, don't get me wrong, I've done very serious topics where I've been very, very serious the entire topic, and I've had other topics where I'm talking about something serious, but you can have some lighthearted fun with some of it, you know? Don't have to be serious all the time. And so most people recognize that when I joke about, like, the Masons having a secret handshake or something, you know, I'm not making fun of Masons, you know? I actually have known some people who are Masons, and that's one of the things, I don't know if I mentioned that in the video or not, one of my very good friends is a Mason, and I just didn't mention that, and something I joke with him about, you know, so I thought, okay, it's okay if I joke with you guys. Most people got that. So it's funny that I get these letters from people who say, you know, I understand, I just want to make sure that I explain this to you, and sometimes people will say, I'm writing to you simply because I didn't want to post it in a public forum, and that's fine too. You know, so if you ever want to write to me, you don't want me mentioning anything you've written, feel free to put that in the letter and I won't mention it. But I purposely, as you'll note, I did not say the names of those people or enough identifying stuff to where you could ever possibly figure it out. But I want to thank people for the mail, but that's a very good cross section of the kind of mail I get. Now, the one thing I will tell you is that someone mailed me this. Now, I will admit to you, I know what this is on one level. It appears to be a CD, compact disc. Now, I don't know if this compact disc contains music. I don't know if it contains blueprints to the space shuttle. I don't know if it contains, thousands of floppy drives worth of bad pictures. I don't know. And the only way, presumably, for me to figure out what is on this disc would be for me to stick it in a computer and see what happens. Now, I don't know why this was sent to me. It didn't come with a cover letter. And so here's the thing. I get emails all day long, I've talked about this before, that say things like, here, click on this link and you get your $37 million from the Nigerian government. And I've talked before how you don't click on those links. And I've also gotten the ones that say, you know, please call this number or talk to us because we've got money. We're trying to get out of the country. We need your help. And I've also gotten the things where it says, you know, we need a representative in your region or province. Please contact us. And I don't respond to those either. So when someone sends me a disc that appears to be blank on both sides with no, you know, nothing on it, and I'm scared to touch it. I don't want to put my fingerprints on it. But I'm assuming that's a data disc. But I don't know what the data is. But the data could be a virus. It could be some nefarious, malicious malware, as we call it. Now, I'll grant you, this disc could also contain the footage of John F. Kennedy playing backgammon with Jim Morrison in the Aleutian Islands. It could contain that. But the odds of that are pretty slim. But the problem, of course, is I'll never know. So if somebody had sent this to me with a note that said, hey, Steve, here's a disc and here's what's on the disc, I still wouldn't look at it. But at least it wouldn't be the same mystery. So I'm going to let you know right now that I'm shooting this video right now, Breitling time, 1:35 p.m. It's 1:35 p.m. By the time you see this video, this disc will no longer exist. Okay? I'm just letting you know right now, I'm going to take this disc out and destructively remove it from the planet, okay? You can neither create nor destroy matter, but you can certainly rearrange the molecules in ways that they cannot be reassembled, and I'm going to do that with this disc. And I apologize, and I feel bad because somebody did spend a dollar on this. I think it cost about $1 for one of these. Somebody spent $1 on this. And so on some level, it was wasteful that someone sent this to me. But like I said, I don't know if in this day and age you can actually send a disc to somebody and expect that they'll stick it in their computer to see what it is. Now, I could take a poll and say below how many people think this disc is nefarious and how many think it's not. And I'm willing to bet you that 95% of the people in the audience are going to say, yes, that disc is nefarious. And the other 5% are going to say, don't know. And I can't imagine anybody who's gonna say, yeah, Steve, you know something? That's a safe bet. Jam it in your computer. Because honestly, if that's what you believed, I'd send it to you. If it still existed, which it doesn't. So that's my commentary on the mailbag today. And just so you know, going forward, anytime you see me wearing a t-shirt, I've worn this one before. But when you see me wearing a t-shirt that I've never worn before, there's a good chance that someone sent it to me. And for that, I am eternally grateful. Questions or comments, or your vote on whether this is nefarious or not, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.